This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The death toll in Morocco's earthquake soared past 2,100 in the early hours of Sunday as rescuers continued digging through mud and rubble for possible survivors. Reuters correspondent Diane Tao reports.
A rare moment of joy for these rescue workers in the Moroccan town of Moulay Brahim on Saturday as they pulled a survivor out from under the rubble after the deadliest earthquake to hit the country in six decades. The quake struck Morocco's High Atlas Mountains late on Friday night. By the early hours of Sunday, the official death toll had soared past 2,000, with more than 2,000 others injured. Those numbers are set to continue rising, while the situation is bleak for many of those who survived. In this village in Azni, almost all structures were damaged in the quake.
Reuters correspondent Diane Tao. Sudanese activists and a medical group say at least 43 people have been killed in a drone attack on an open-air market south of the capital, Khartoum. They say more than 55 others were wounded in the attack Sunday and were transferred to a hospital. The attack comes as the military and powerful rival paramilitary group, the Rapid Support Forces, have been battling for control of the country since mid-April. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Sunday Ukrainian troops pressing a counteroffensive against Russian occupying forces had advanced on the southern front in the past week, while there had also been movement near Bakhmut in the east. In his nightly video address, Zelensky confirmed a Russian attack on a car of volunteers killed a Canadian citizen and offered his condolences to the family. A Spanish citizen is dead as well, Zelensky said. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden made a historic visit to Vietnam on Sunday as the countries are elevating their relationship to that of a comprehensive strategic partnership, Hanoi's highest diplomatic status. VOA's State Department Bureau Chief Nike Ching has more.
Washington and Hanoi still have disagreements over human rights issues, but China's sweeping territorial claims in the disputed South China Sea have been driving the U.S. and Vietnam closer, according to analysts. The U.S. is Vietnam's number one export market. Biden's visit will also boost trade and investment between the two countries as the U.S. tries to build a supply chain that is less reliant on China. Nike Ching, VOA News, Seoul.
Islamist factions in Lebanon's largest Palestinian refugee camp say they will abide by a ceasefire after 3 days of clashes killed at least five people and left hundreds of families displaced. Fighting between Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas's Fatah movement and Islamist groups has rocked southern Lebanon's refugee camp since Friday. Fatah and other factions in the camp had intended to crack down on suspects accused of killing one of their military generals in late July. Besides the five killed, 52 others were wounded, a medical official says. Suspended Spanish Soccer Federation President Luis Rubiales has resigned from his post after a kiss scandal which tarnished Spain's victory at the Women's World Cup. Rubiales announced his resignation Sunday in a message posted on X, formerly known as Twitter. Rubiales kissed star player Jenny Hermoso on the lips without her consent during the award ceremony after Spain won the title on August 20th in Sydney. Prosecutors presented their case for potential criminal charges against Rubiales in Madrid 2 days after Hermoso formally accused him of sexual assault. The movie The Nun 2 wins the race for the box office this weekend. AP correspondent Margie Zaraletta reports.
Something wrong with the school.
The Nun 2 was the top draw for North American theaters this weekend, bringing in $32.6 million, according to studio estimates. It's the ninth movie in what's considered the Conjuring universe. Last week's champ, The Equalizer 3, drops to second place. My Big Fat Greek Wedding 3 debuts at number 3. The Indian revenge thriller Jivan, which was released in three languages, comes in at number 4. Barbie is 5th. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
And I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA News.